Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Getaway Friday, February the 17th, 2023. 16 and a half minutes past the hour, and we are going to have a very interesting rest of the morning. Hope you enjoyed Over the Back Fence with Pastor Steve Whitaker. New show here on the station, debuted last week, 9, 10 to 10 a.m. on Fridays, and we'll be continuing from here on out. Now, for the next 3 hours, we're going to be joined in studio by somebody who was here, actually did a show on this station for a short period of time, I believe back in 2019, has guested on my show throughout the years, and is back today probably for the first time in 3 or 4 years at this particular point. You probably remember him best from his stint in Columbus Radio on WNCI, and maybe his little stint here. Who knows? He was known as Weasel Boy on WNCI, and we'll talk a little bit about that, get reacquainted, and then just have some fun this morning here on WGH Talk. The Wheez is back with us this morning. Well, it's like Halley's Comet. You roll around every 3 or 4 years.
Oh, it's good to see you.
Is it?
You look beautiful, like you always, you know, it's just like looking in the sun.
Is it really?
It is. It just, I'm tearing up.
Well, we've got to reacquaint people who
it's
don't
like a
really.
Hug, a virtual hug.
It's a virtual hug. Okay. Oh, yeah, there was a whole pandemic since I saw you last.
Oh, that's right. Did you do the whole, like, you got the COVID and you went through that or not?
Well, honestly, it wasn't a horrible time for me. How was it for you?
Good. I tried to actually get it. I'm a proactive guy, so I got it twice.
You got the COVID twice.
I got the COVID twice. I got the injection once. I haven't done the booster or all that stuff yet. But
now, is there a possibility you could be contagious?
Yes.
Really?
Yep.
But
I try to stay contagious.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah,
that's very, very good.
To help the community. You know, no, I'm just kidding. No, I would never come and infect you, Scott.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
I just do that to Adam.
That's real loyalty. That's a sign of loyalty if there's nothing else.
I know. I look out for you first and foremost.
Now, we've been in two different studios since we saw you last.
Right.
Here we are.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
You know, it's like there's a comfort to it. You know what I mean? It kind of turns on a little bit to come in here.
Well, I don't know if it does that for me, but it does that for you.
It did. Well, I can't tell if it's you or the...
Well, you know, sometimes. Depends on...
Just, it's bright in here. I love it. As soon as you walk in, you know what? And not that the other studio was...
Dark and dingy is what you're saying.
Maybe.
You were brought down when you came in.
Now we're coming out of...
COVID,
and now we're ground level, and it's beautiful. I love it.
And we're not sitting at those big... tables anymore, which I was never really a fan of.
We you had didn't to sit like on the okay.
No, you All had right. to sit on the big high chair, and everybody had to be way up on.
But
just
you
as much
spin. Better. I like the spin, like the sit.
Well, this still
spin.
Spins.
Oh, it does spin.
Yeah,
okay.
you're good.
We'll do that on the break. I'll
yeah, we'll spin.
Okay.
We'll spin here. Now, so interestingly enough, you had a show here for a while.
Right.
Some mornings I could tell it was a show, and some mornings I couldn't.
Right.
It was very interesting.
It was a mess, but, it was personal. So.
But you were big into the Facebook Live back then.
Yeah, and that was just... I don't know if I was, but some of the other people we had on the show really thought the visual part of that would be great. But I just like the basic, hey, that's... Go on, entertain, and take some calls, and that's all it needed to be. But.
Now, who was your biggest guest on that show? I remember you had some people.
Man, I don't know. We had... Who do we have? Kesha?
I still don't know who that is.
Yeah, nobody does.
No. Who is Kesha?
She's just on the top 40. She had a couple hits.
Yeah, but if I said I'm going to have Kesha today, are people going to tune into that?
No, but if you did have Kesha at any point in your life, you would need an antibiotic.
Really? She's
yeah,
that bad?
So she's that kind of.
Well, why'd you have her on?
I don't know. Some people like that.
Okay, go ahead.
You know, Z-Pack kind of weekend, it's well, fine.
Who
know.
Else did you have?
Who did we have? I can't remember.
The only name I remember you having on, you did have Ludacris on.
Oh, we did. Yeah, Luda.
Yeah, Luda, that's what you called
that's
it.
That's what we call it. Yeah,
but he was only on for like 3 minutes.
Yeah.
He seemed like he was busy doing something.
I don't know. Was that the airport? It must have been at the airport, or maybe he was in bed.
Was he?
Yeah.
Now, did you feel that really was a Hallmark moment? Because you seemed very happy when he was on the line.
No, I just remember growing. He makes me feel, because growing up, my brother would always listen to him, and it just it makes me relate back to my childhood.
Now, is he one of the performers who's went to prison? Since a lot of them have.
I don't know. I'm not sure if he's one of those good ones or not.
Yeah, I don't think he's went in.
You don't think so?
No, I think R. Kelly.
He still could.
Well, there's still time.
But I think Ludacris is like a role model kind of guy, like the father, the friends with the Run DMC, the Reverend. I think that's who he is.
He's a role model.
I think so.
Goodness gracious.
But I could be speaking out of it. We might need to look this up.
I could
have killed him. I don't know.
Now, what was interesting, you used to come in on Friday, and we would have the little panel discussion, which was really a lot of fun, I thought. We had, back then, you know, the late Charlie Evers was still with us, and he was with us. And then we had Brandy, who was in the middle, and then we had you, and then we had me. And it could not have been more diametrically opposed people, generations, ages, genders, the whole thing. But that was fun.
I thought so too.
Yeah, and then Saturday morning you would come on, and I'd say, oh, what is that?
I get that still to this day. Just people looking at me, because I'm thinking,
you made shirts.
We made shirts.
You did. What
those are hit. You know what? The kids wear them to school.
Oh my.
Yeah, people were trying to buy them there for a while, so I think... No, they weren't trying to buy them, but we did make them.
Yeah, I was going to let you get away with that. I couldn't imagine somebody want to buy them, but that's okay.
I know, I tried, but it was a good time.
We never had one for the studio, part of our memorabilia angle here.
Would you put that up?
No. No, but I wanted to be kind.
I'll bring it in, though.
No. Well, something to wipe your nose with if you need it.
You could put a red X through it. Because I felt like, you know what, we added a lot of stress to your life.
No, you know, let's talk about, because I believe in honesty on the radio.
Okay.
This is going to be an honest morning.
Okay.
So let's get right into this.
All right.
I came in the first morning because at that point I don't think you had a key was the issue. And
we're going back to the basement.
Yeah.
Okay, I got
And you kept saying during the show that I was freaking out in the back room or getting upset. And then when I would listen on Saturday morning, when I would happen to be up, because heaven knows I would never make it a point to get up to listen to that show.
Right.
But when I would be up, you would say things like, oh, Scott's at home getting... No! There was never any nervousness at all with that
show. I always had this vision of you like getting sick into this bucket.
No!
Next to your bed or something.
Do you think after seeing what you'd done in Columbus that I had any doubts about what your show was going to be? You dressed up like a cheerleader and ran around.
I still do that.
There you go.
Well, I'm 40. How old am I?
I don't know.
I was born in 78.
You would be 45. If your birthday has not happened this year.
Right, June.
Well, make sure you leave your birthday on the way out, because I'll forget.
I know.
I want to make sure I said it. No, but that was one of the things with that show, and I think what you were doing what, Letterman... And he's the one who comes to mind. They always had to have like a network or a manager. Howard Stern did this.
Right.
That was their enemy, but you never heard from them. And I always thought that's what you were doing, because I never said anything to you about, oh, that's awful.
But it was.
It might have been awful, but it wasn't. It didn't bother me.
You know what? It's just... This is like a soap opera, I feel like, with us. You can just leave and then come right back, and you're going to pick right up where you left off.
Well, and then the other thing people are going to want to talk about, how you departed. We had a little contretemps. Not in person. You and I didn't have this in person.
No, well, just it was because all through, I was misinformed.
It was all through email.
It was.
I don't remember what was said.
Yeah, me.
But
it wasn't
I remember.
That terrible. I don't.
No, it wasn't awful. I mean, obviously, you're back here today.
Yeah.
You didn't get blackballed.
No.
You didn't end up on the blackball list.
And we haven't hugged yet. But.
Yeah, well, don't worry about that.
Okay.
But no, there was a little contretemps about something at that time, and then, you know, 4 years later, you're back.
I thought it was two or three. How long has it been?
When was it? 2019, I think.
What are we in now?
23. So four.
Are we in 23?
We're in 23.
All right.
No, but that's what, hey, if people ever wonder what happened to the show, and maybe both people who were listening to it might wonder about that. That's what happened to it. Was there was a little contretemps through email.
Okay.
It's all blown over now.
Sure.
But that's what happened, and I never felt bad about it, because I thought that there were always things... I don't hold a grudge.
I don't see. I'm too young to do that.
No, and I also think that, you know, and this is, I guess, maybe because she just recently died. You know, Barbara Walters had all those fallings out with those women on The View, Jones and Rosie O'Donnell. But when Barbara retired, they all came back. And when she died, they all said nice things.
They did.
So I feel that's the relationship you and I have.
Like, that's not love-hate, though. That's more like love and passion.
Like, at the time, if somebody would have asked me about you, I wouldn't have said anything negative, but I would have said, we obviously are not seeing eye to eye at the moment.
Okay, and that's respectful.
Yes. But if I would have ever seen you somewhere...
It would have been fine.
It would have been fine.
Yeah.
Would have been fine. And that's why you're here today.
Okay.
So that's all done.
Yes.
We've aired our dirty laundry.
Okay.
Isn't it amazing we've known each other long enough now where we have dirty laundry?
And we could have kids. That's weird.
No, we can't.
Oh.
We can't. Well, how could we do that?
We could adopt. Yeah.
That'd be the only way. But in any event, one of the most interesting things is that the chronology of you here is not just that terrible show you did a couple years ago.
Thank you for the promo.
Yeah. Maybe there'll be another terrible show at
it
some
really
point.
It really affected a lot of people.
Well, you know what the problem was? Was it just seemed disjointed.
That's my life, though, to be honest with you.
I kept waiting for, like, the...
The punch?
Yeah, because I wanted you to do crazy things, but we're going to talk about this later, but well, it's not even Ryan and Kelly anymore because he quit yesterday.
I heard that, yeah.
Whatever that show was. And I thought, well, ooh, this is not on Saturday morning what I want to listen to.
Yeah, it felt good, though. When it clicked, it clicked. That one time. Yep.
Of all those programs. But, so there was that show. But prior to that, 3 years, I think, earlier than that, you had come on as a guest.
Right.
And tried something.
That's when we were at the...
The mall.
The Southland Mall.
The mall. Right. That was very, maybe 2015, early on in the run.
Is that still here?
Barely.
Okay.
Life support. It's on life support.
What about the restaurant that I love out there?
I'm sure that's gone.
No. Starts with an H. Can I say it?
Well, say it.
House of Hunan.
Oh, yeah, that's not in the mall, though.
Oh, it's by the mall.
That's
though.
Behind
yeah.
the mall, yeah.
Behind the mall,
yeah.
That's
we
right.
We were in the mall. Where we were is now a Dollar Tree.
How? Really?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm a fan of the Dollar Tree.
Yeah, Dollar Tree. It's not a dollar anymore.
No, it's not. I don't get it.
No, it's very weird.
We go to that in Columbus. What is that? Five Below?
Oh, I love Five and Below.
Yeah, but now...
I do all my Christmas shopping at Five and Below.
So do we, like stocking stuff, but it's not $5 either. They've got stuff in there for $25.
Yeah, but at least they let you know.
Yeah, they do. It's not saying Dollar Tree.
Yeah, there's nothing in the Dollar Tree that's a dollar anymore.
Not even the gum.
No, so I'm really offended by the Dollar Tree now.
Okay. Are we boycotting? Is this
no, no, I go. I go because there are certain items that you like. Like shaving cream there is good.
You cream it? You're a creamy guy?
Yeah, what do you use on your face?
I dry it.
Really?
Yeah, I'm a rugged, just dry,
you just run that straight edge right over your face.
Yeah, and I scream like, you know, yeah. No, I shave in the shower.
Oh, no, so does that... Because, see, I would think that would irritate your skin, although I've never tried it.
What kind of skin? Let me feel your skin.
No, I think the skin's okay.
Is it sensitive?
You know, I was never much of a toucher.
Okay.
No matter who it is. Not
you
just
you.
You
want me to show you how to shower shave? We can do that today.
Can we do that today?
Yeah,
Well, there is a shower here.
See? Well, let's get it set up.
Okay, well, let's work. We got 3 hours to fill.
Where's that?
We got 3 hours to fill. Oh, that would be... Yeah, I think you ought to do that on Adam's show. I think you and Adam would have much more fun with that than you and I would. I'd pay for that. Hey, I'd tune into that one.
You sure would.
I would. We'll get the Facebook Live going for that.
I didn't turn
on the Facebook Live. I could have tagged you.
What do you mean?
I didn't turn it on. Turn it on.
Are you scared?
No, I'll do it next hour.
Okay. That's
for all you listening, get ready because we're going to turn Facebook Live on and we'll tag your page.
Okay.
So all your friends, both of them, will be able to see that you're here and wow.
You can't count them as friends. They're family.
They are your family. How is the family? You talked a lot about your family. You had your kids on and your wife. How is everybody?
Oh, they're good. They're all still alive.
Really?
Yep. Nobody's sick. Nobody's, like, weird.
Very good. Very good.
We had teacher conferences last night, and we found out that they breathe at school.
That's it.
And they eat lunch, and they play sports. So, yeah.
So, no more... Were they ever... I thought they were good students last time. I heard that they were doing well.
Oh, man, we lied to you then. Because I don't... No, their career has been well. Like, they're doing well, but, you know, they struggle in math.
Oh.
And then mom and dad, like, you know, we're not smart people. You can tell just right now by talking to me, but yeah, it's bad.
So how did that go?
Which part?
I stopped paying attention about 5 minutes in there.
The teacher conference?
Yeah,
it was
just
fine.
You lost me.
Yeah, we made friends, had a couple drinks. It was good.
Drinks?
Yeah,
well, that's a little different than when I
cater this
there.
Thing now. You can drink. It's a whole ordeal. They have a big sale.
Not alcoholic.
Yeah,
beverage.
You can.
No.
Yes.
No. You know what I feel awful about? I was going to do one of your just fun tricks that you like to do. You know, isn't this funny? But nobody laughs. And I thought we'd do that this morning. So I was going to stop, and I was going to get the Pepsi Peep Pop.
Oh, I can't do it.
Yes. And I said, we're going to get that, and I forgot it.
Did you find it?
Well, they have it. It's in the stores.
Oh, are we going to do that?
Well, I don't have it. I forgot it this morning. There's a CVS over here. Ugh. You can just run over on the break and get some Peep Pop. But, well, why would anybody want Peep flavored Pep? I don't even like Peeps on a normal day.
I don't either. The only way that my house will eat them is we have to set them out for 2 weeks unopened, and they have to become hard.
You like the hard Peeps. Well, there you go. In any event, well, let's get to some of your nasty background.
Okay.
So, there's a lot of things you did, because you were a Marion boy.
Yeah, I grew up in Marion. I lived in Marion until 96. Yep.
Wow.
That was a long time ago,
That was
Scott.
A long time ago. And you broke into radio down at WMRN.
Yep.
And you worked with some people, but you didn't do anything on air.
No, not really. The biggest thing I did, maybe the weather or announce like a top of the hour, like sports thing.
See, I feel horrible because I started there as well. And, you know, I was on the air pretty much full time within like 10 weeks and I didn't even apply to be on air.
Would you apply to be an
intern?
I
was an intern. I was an unpaid intern. And before my internship was over, they had me on the air.
But you know what, though? In my defense, I was hired on the AM side, right?
Me too.
Okay. So, but then so it was WMRN, and that was, what was the 94.3? What was that?
DIF.
So I got that overnight DJ on the country station to allow me to break into DIF and go live.
Mike Wilson.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you know that story?
I think Mike has told me that story. Mike listens. Mike was here for a while.
Why are you calling him by his government name?
Mike was
that
here
was
with
illegal.
Us for a while.
Oh, he was.
Yeah.
Why didn't we talk about that in front of him?
No, I don't know. Was he ever here with us? No, but I'm saying he
yes,
did a show
the
here.
Christmas party. Wasn't he at the...
Oh, you were invited to the Christmas party, too, and no-showed.
No, I did the...
No, you did no-show the Christmas...
I did.
You no-showed the fruitcake toss. You were put into the fruitcake toss.
I thought you were setting me up, though.
For what? We were going to have people beat you up in the streets of Marion?
I never been to a fruitcake toss. No,
hey,
like, I thought you were going to toss me.
That was the premier event of the holiday season. You should have been there. We were going to have you arrested.
Okay.
We had the chief of police and the sheriff there. We were going to have you arrested.
I'm cool with that. That would give me a good break. Like a two-week arrest.
So you no-showed that.
Yeah.
And then came the Christmas party. Oh, I'll be there.
Yeah.
I'll be there.
Via email. Yeah.
No. You did not show.
What's wrong with me?
We had Buckeye Guy here, and we had Mary Ellen Withrow here. And I
know,
thought, man, if you ever want a confusing show at Christmas, throw you in there. That would have been great. But no, you no-showed.
Everything happens for a reason, though, I feel like.
Well, I don't know. But then,
I don't know
there were some other, hey, I'll be there. What's the problem? Because is this the one and only? I mean, I'll be glad to have you back unless something bad goes on in the next couple hours.
It could, so be careful.
But I mean, so what's the problem? Were you afraid that there was going to be tension?
No. I'm good with conflict and tension and... sexual frustration, whatever.
We don't have that.
Oh,
no.
So you just looked at me like, I don't know what it is.
Something was going on.
Just maybe the life, the chaos of life, and then my other job. Maybe it's that.
Well, but then you missed the big groundhog.
I missed the big groundhog
in here.
Ooh. I just don't have an excuse.
Well, so you're in the food truck business now.
Happy Wiener.
Yeah. Now, how did this all come to be?
You know,
as if anybody cares, but
they don't.
Go
so,
right
okay.
ahead and tell us. It'll
so,
give people a chance to go get some chips and dip, and then they can come back.
It's even more with the dip. All right, so my wife and I just work at these dangerous jobs, right? We're in charge of, like, getting them safe for the city. And so we needed a balance. My parents are retired, so, hey, we're at work getting shot at over here. Why not do a Happy Wiener food truck over here. And that's what we did.
So it's called the Happy Wiener.
It is. We serve, you know, it does really well with events with kids, like football games.
What can you get?
Things. You can get any kind of dog, any kind of topping, all beef. You can get waffle fries, cheese sticks, soda.
Is this profitable?
It is.
Really? Like, yeah. What kind of money?
Well, if you go out for a couple hours, whatever, you're probably, you should be clearing about $1,300.
Really?
To $1,500.
Yeah, $1,500 in 2 hours.
You should, but the game, the name of the game is speed. You got to have quality, you got to have speed, and then...
It's a hot dog, isn't it?
It is.
How long does it take to get a hot dog together?
It doesn't, but you got to have it prepared.
What's different about your hot dogs than somebody else's hot dogs?
I don't know that. It's made with love. We don't buy them locally.
Where do they come from?
I can't tell you that, because then everybody, we get such...
Well, I have to know that, so I'm a journalist.
But we're on the air.
Okay, well, tell me during the break.
So we ordered online, and it's nothing special. It's not high quality, it's not expensive, but, you know, we steam the buns. We just do a lot of extra things.
What's your overhead in a hot dog?
So our total cost, if we put everything on the hot dog, it would cost us about $1.20.
And how much do you sell it for?
$5.
Wow, what a scam. Yeah. What a scam you got rolling there.
But also
just a matter of time before you're in the penitentiary.
I've been in... No, I haven't. Yeah. Not yet.
It'll come.
I've heard.
from people in the know.
Yeah, that's right. So, yeah, it's a lot of fun. And like I said, we do it with family. We have three generations in there with the kids, my parents, and if I
work. So what did it cost to get a food truck?
It costs us, since we don't drive ours, it's the trailer, we pull it with the car. So total investment, you're in between probably $25,000 and $30,000.
So what kind of permits do you have with this thing? Because it's a rolling restaurant.
It is. So you got to be inspected by the health department once a year. And then any festival, like with the city, you have to be inspected by that city. You have to follow all health ordinances. You know, you got to be served safe. Protected and all that, and have to have a lot of insurance.
like if I would say, oh, come down here to an event now, because you cross city or county lines, is there a problem?
No, because we have those permits.
You have all
to
the
come
permits.
Up, yeah.
Oh,
so
good.
And a lot of, like, let's say the popcorn festival got involved, they should be asking for those permits. We have to keep it posted, and then anything that we do serve, any positive or negative from the health department, you can look that up online.
Do you have a commercial?
No.
You know, you who were in radio, you would think you'd have a jingle or a commercial or something.
I would just take it the wrong way. So I need somebody else to write that, probably, because I would take it the... Because we get that a lot. Sometimes, if we set up at a school, they'll go, oh, can we have you out here? It says Happy Wiener, whatever. And I'm like, no, it's not like that, you know? And we go out there, and it's a success. So some people do look at it sexually, kind of.
Was that the question? I said, do you have a jingle? That was all I said. I don't know what you were talking about. I have no idea what you were talking about.
Me either, man. I have 80 whatever it is, and I'll just talk about all kinds of stuff. So
do you have a jingle?
No. No, I don't have a jingle.
God almighty.
What would it be? Let's make it live right now.
I could listen. When Buckeye Guy was here, you have an association. You know, he's unbelievable. Everything unbelievable. You know, that's it. That's all you're gonna get out of him. How's the holidays, Buckeye Guy?
Unbelievable.
That's it. But he's entertaining. He's a good friend.
Yeah.
So and I talk about him when he's not here like this. So then you could have been here with him at Christmas. Man, what a commercial we could have had.
It would have been
unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's come up with something, because
I don't trust you that you'll show up anywhere. That's the problem.
True.
We get things ready, and I say, oh, this is going to be, and then you don't show.
So what do I need to do to, how many visits?
Well, we're going to have at least a month of consistency.
Consistency, okay.
Because then when you start dropping off, I'll just say, well, hey, it's like before. But once we have a month down, I think we'll be okay.
So one menstrual cycle.
You know, I don't know. Depends on who you are.
They're all standard, aren't they?
Can you imagine? As I was telling the audience earlier, I can't get into this, but there's going to be a month. I believe it's going to start. It'll probably start February 27th because that's the end of February. Did you know that February the end is around the 27th?
I thought it was the 28th.
28th is the last day,
but
the end is the 27th.
Okay.
Yeah. So 20 days, 20 weekdays. In that period, we're going to be giving away a gift from a particular establishment
Okay. Every
day.
Okay.
Now, can you imagine the excitement in that?
Yeah, actually, I can.
That's going to be big. That's all I'm saying. So to be here in this time is good.
Oh, it's a pop, but it's always been great for me here, though. But it feels better.
I don't know if
here.
I believe that. There's a little bit of insincerity. I feel like if I dropped dead today and somebody would ask you for a quote, you wouldn't give up a good quote.
Like, what would I put on your epitaph?
No, I don't want you on my epitaph. Oh. I'm just saying, if like, I die, and they run it in the newspaper, and somebody would say, oh, you worked with him, what would you say about him?
So you
like,
die right now.
I die right now.
Well, I wouldn't let you die.
It could happen.
I would give you CPR.
No, I'd rather die.
Mouth to mouth.
No, I would rather go.
Wherever you want my mouth.
No, I would rather go. I would rather depart.
So you have a DNR, a do not resuscitate if it's
No, I have a big resuscitate. It's just I don't want you anywhere near me if I'm dying. I'd rather just go see the pearly gates.
I know where to push.
In any event, what would you do? What would you say? You'd say something negative. You'd be one of those...
No, I wouldn't say something negative.
Yes, you would. No. I know how you'd be.
So hold on.
You'd say he was... Yeah,
well, tell me, set the scene. Where are we at? Your funeral?
No, I'm saying I die.
I'm going to give a statement.
And the newspaper comes and says, hey, you worked with him. What do you have to say?
Do they get the statement from me while you're lying dead in front of me in the studio?
No. Just as a couple days later.
Are we back in the studio?
Newspaper's about 3 days later.
Okay, so I would give you I would talk about, obviously, your accomplishments, well, all the surface stuff, but I would just say that you died well.
Yeah.
You did great.
Good.
I mean, it was like you, if you didn't want somebody to resuscitate and it was traumatic, you did a good job.
Wow, that's a page turner right there.
You know what I mean? Like a lot of people are good at something. Like there is possibility that somebody's good at dying.
How do you know I'm not dead?
But I've seen a lot of people die, and some people do it better than others.
You've seen a lot of people die.
Oh yeah, like where we work now. Probably we have crime there. Probably eight. I don't know. We were averaging over the summer about 3 people dying a week.
If anybody understands this program right now, I'm going to give them an A+. If you are still listening and can understand anything that's going on, lucky you. But it's kind of always been that way.
It is. This is how my brain works. I'm just being transparent with you.
Well, let's get into the news. No, wait. We wanted to recount for people who don't know you. Because there is some history there.
Okay.
You got on the big WNCI.
Sure.
Which, how many watts is that thing?
100,000.
100,000.
175,000 watts on top of the nationwide.
It can cover the entire state of Ohio.
I know.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Not fair, really. But
so, but how'd you get involved there?
Well, because you mentioned my short stint in Marion. You know, I was doing that, and then it was just a simple, I think J-Corp at the time, same company, and I just got a hold of that promotions department, and it was supposed to be a promotions internship. But their guy was leaving their internship for Dave, Sean, Kim, Matt, whoever was on that show. So I was doing that Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and then it just transpired into me doing bits.
So how did the bits come about?
So it was just personality. You know, you would start with an internship with those guys. They'd get to know you a little bit, introduce you the first day, name you. But then after that, if you were more introverted, you'd do the phones, edit the traffic, you know, behind-the-scenes stuff, get the coffee. But if you're extroverted, then you kind of had to prove yourself a little bit.
So what was it about your personality that got you the on-air thing?
I don't know. You know, I was willing to do anything and everything. It was just the timing. You know, radio at the time, it fit my personality, my age, and I was able to go out and do those things that were carefree.
You don't remember what you did, the exact moment?
Well, I remember the guy that was doing the street bits at the time. His name was Cable Guy. And I think Kim Zandi, Matt Harris, it was Dave Kalin, and then Jimmy Jam at the time were on the show. And he decided to leave the show and go become a monk.
Oh.
So there I am in the background. There's another intern and myself. Well, the other intern basically is like my children. He has a pulse. He's going to contribute air, you know. And then I was just out there, and so I had to go up to Delaware to do a bit for Jimmy's high school, Delaware Hayes or something, and it went okay, and then that was history. That was the first time that I did it by myself, but I don't know, it was just an interesting, I fit well with those guys because I remember thinking, all right, if I'm going to make a successful bit, I got to do it where I kind of every personality on that show, I got to make something out of that.
Now, Weasel Boy, obviously, is not your given name.
No.
Where did that come from?
I don't know. It was going to be Prince Chuck or Prince Charles, and then, you know, I would get myself in and out of all these situations, and they said I'm Weasley, and so that's kind of...
So, your given name is?
Chad.
Chad.
Yeah.
Oh, but you don't like that.
No, it's fine. I think it's just Chad, like Bob, except you can't spell Chad backwards.
Well, I mean, but it's not how people know you.
No, I've been called a lot of things in my life.
I bet so. But
thinking three right now.
Yeah, oh, clearly.
Yeah.
But if I said Chad's going to be on the show, ooh, who cares?
Yeah, they would be like, oh, who's that?
Yeah, but if people do remember the Weasel Boy name.
Well, maybe if they listen at the time or...
Because you come to the Popcorn Festival.
Yeah, we did, and that was a lot of fun. I just...
And there was a lot of people in Marion who knew you were from Marion, and that was a big deal.
Kind of, yeah, maybe. I think so. Marion's great, though. You know, it's always been home for me, and people who don't...
Your parents live here?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep, so I have dead relatives buried here.
Are you going to be buried here?
You know, I think... So that's funny that you bring that up, because we're on the fence whether or not to get cremated or buried. Or put in the wall, but I'm trying to invent something where you can just get taxidermied and just stay out.
Well, you're a weasel.
Yeah. So I can work. Yeah. You said you know the mayor, right?
Oh, yeah. We're close.
He'd have to have pool. Like, so if I needed to come to Marion to die, then I would if he allowed me to...
I don't think you have to die here to be buried here.
All right. Well, I was born here.
Well, good.
So, well, are you planning on me dying here?
Well, right. Well, you've died on the air so many times, I know it could happen any time in
would
the next
you, okay,
3 hours.
Okay, flip it back then. Would you, if I died right now, what would you do?
I don't, 911?
But if they said, Scott, you gotta put your mouth on Chad, or you could say he doesn't like that name, you can call me whatever at that moment, would you do that to save
me? No, you'd be dead.
But if I got kids, I'm married.
Sorry.
What? No mouth. The compressions
nope.
Are what count?
Nope.
All right.
Nope.
A
nope.
Thrust?
I'm not a paramedic.
Yeah, but you're a person. You got to be compassionate.
I don't know that stuff.
All right.
Yeah. No, you'd be gone.
You could just get your whole body on top of mine and thrust.
And then they could come ask me for a quote.
Okay, so what's your quote? Because I gave you a nice quote.
I didn't really know him all that well. That's what I would... No comment.
So if we both died, it'll be, I didn't really know him all that well, and he died great.
That'd be good. No, I would say, you know.
Do you think, are you afraid of death?
Oh, no.
See, I'm not, how do you think you'll die? I think I can tell how you'll die.
Oh, thank you. That's nice of you to say. But no, because
you'll be good at it, though.
You think I will?
Yeah.
Well, I try. I think you die. I don't think anybody knows it.
Oh, so you're a lights out guy. As soon as you die, that's it.
No, I don't know. I've never died. But I'm just saying, either way... I don't think I'll be aware
of
the moment of death. So why worry about that?
Have you ever blacked out before?
And no.
Then, see, I did. I've had a seizure before.
Oh.
And nothing. There was nothing there. As soon as I was... So
you...
That's as close as I...
You have no belief system.
No, I'm saying I think there's a creator. I have hope. How about that? But I have questions, too.
Well, that'd be interesting. You know what?
You don't see me in the
red. No, I'm not interested. But I don't really know what to say there.
I'm not either.
So I thought
it's fine. So
whatever you said, it was interesting.
A lot.
No, now I like to bring this up, and I want to be consistent because when you originally came in 20, that was the first time we'd met, 2015.
Yeah, that was fun. That was
and because when you were actually on the air, I was not a fan, so I didn't care. You were at the Popcorn Festival. Well, big deal.
See?
Yeah, I didn't care. And then
appreciate it.
the fanship there is big. So then,
feel the love.
Yeah, and then you came in 2015, and I asked you about this. And then when you came back in 2019, I asked you about this. So now here in 2023, I'm going to ask you because it's the biggest. There are two rumors that follow you around. If somebody Googles you, and you know what I'm going to ask, I asked them twice before. You were fired from WNCI.
Kind of.
Okay, tell the story because you know. We got 3 hours.
Man, I got to make sure I tell the same story, though. What if I lied to
you? Yeah, no, it's on the record here two different times.
So what was it? So 2007, I was going out, championship game, whatever. But nothing was set up, man. I was going to have to be homeless. It was just a weird time. And I don't know where it goes from that. You know, I had some other things going on, and I just didn't go. Because at that time, the program director at Clear Channel, and I just didn't see eye to eye.
So you were fired?
No. So when I... How do I say this? When I got the airline ticket, or got to the airport, you know, at that time, we had to... Well, first of all, there was no airline ticket. There was no hotel. I was supposed to go stay at his buddy's apartment complex, the house. You know how they have the clubhouse or whatever? That wasn't set up. Nothing was set up, so I just didn't go. But prior to that, about that, I don't know, that whole last part of 2006, I was feeling like I needed to exit. Like, I just burn out. You know, I was starting to...
You got a big ego.
No, I never...
I think you did get a big ego.
I don't feel like it
because you... Sometimes when I would try to book you, because I did try to get you on before that, you were... You know, like, and I'm thinking, I got real celebrities here, and you're the one who's going to be difficult?
No, but it wasn't like that. You know, those guys, you know, you'd get up at 2:30 in the morning, do that, have gigs in Columbus, or I think it was just, like, a lot. And I don't mean it to...
I think you had an ego.
Really?
I do.
I'm not like that, though. I've never... So I originally got into radio just to make people laugh. Maybe I had a small one. I don't know.
I didn't know you, but it was just when I would send
feel
a
like
request.
I did, though. Not even 1%.
You always seemed very skeptical of doing an interview. I mean, the interview you did with us back in 2015 was the first one you'd done since you'd been canned.
And that was what? Eight years?
8 years later.
So.
Yeah. The ego prevailed.
No, I don't think because. I don't know.
So that's the real story.
It is. So how. Once I got, you know. They came to the house, did a wellness check, sent the police.
Because there are things on the internet people have speculated about this.
Really?
See, well, I think really you never Googled it.
No.
Yeah.
I just don't.
Yeah.
I'm not a big phone. I'm not a big emailer. I'm terrible at all that stuff. My kids have since taught me stuff, but I'm bad at it.
So now the next question, and I ask you this every time, and it's probably the most inappropriate question to ask on the air, but when you used to come, see, you know what I'm going to ask.
You can ask me if I'm gay.
Oh, yeah. But I don't think that's... as time has progressed, we have now legalized gay marriage. We have now seen the LGBTQ community grow. So I don't know that it's that big a deal as it was when I asked you in 2015.
It's
and
not.
Certainly when the rumors were there in the early 2000s, it was certainly a much bigger deal. But yeah, that was the rumor.
So... All right, I guess I'll be 100%. I mean, it's such a long time ago. What was going on was there's a prime time slot in Columbus. That 7:20 slot. Everybody's going, you know, that's you have a couple million people tuning in. You know, you're syndicated or whatever. Well, something fell through. I think we were supposed to have Mariah Carey on or something like that. She fell through, and so we needed something to top. Like, just to create buzz. And I remember Dave and Jimmy saying, hey, why don't we say this about me? Which was, hey, you're going to be bisexual or whatever. Because that was rumor anyway, you know. But
why was that a rumor?
I don't know. I'm not the muscular guy. I'm not masculine, whatever. But, you know, it was never. So, what was I talking about, Scott?
Why did people think you were of same sex?
So, but what was I talking about before that? Oh, so Dave
looked
at me.
There was a time slot, and they wanted you to say something.
And so we went with it, and we made that announcement that, hey,
you were bisexual.
Chad here is bisexual, gay, whatever, and start taking calls. Well, at that time, because it was still sensitive, we couldn't take that back, because you start taking that back, well, you're mocking...
That was a mistake.
That was a bad mistake. So it just stuck, and we kind of just faded out with it. So, I mean, it was a poor choice, I feel like, but...
But you got saddled with that.
Yeah, I did. But you know what? And it was never offensive to... It was never geared to be offensive. We didn't make fun of or whatever. It was just that we took a rumor and validated it for benefit of somebody falling through.
You validated it. Now, how did you validate
it? By going on the air with it.
All right, but did you ever have...
No. Okay. I didn't validate it.
So you never have had a relationship with another male?
No.
Really?
No.
I don't think I've ever asked anybody that.
Have you?
History. But you know, it seems
we
to
go
fit
from
here.
Death to gain.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah,
it's well, and we've only got 5 minutes left in this hour. So the other question was, and this is what the other big rumor was, that completely the other direction is that when you would come to these events in Marion and other cities, that you would have a lot of relationships with the women in town.
No, well, you know what? With these jobs, you had opportunities. But I'll tell you, during the Marion Popcorn Festival, I don't...
That went around? No, you can't tell me you didn't know that that was a thing, that that was a rumor of the time.
No.
Oh, you did.
I promise.
Oh, your ego. Here we go again.
No, listen, don't take ego for being naive. I just shut myself up. You know, I've never ordered one thing on the internet. I've never shopped. I'm just so behind the times with that, so...
So it was a rumor. You know that now.
But no, I don't. No, I didn't have a lot of relationships off of the Popcorn Festival.
So you never used your. You never used your.
There wasn't a backstage.
You didn't use your popularity to have a relationship with somebody.
Yeah, I didn't use the corn on the cob. No, I didn't.
Wait a second, though, because isn't your wife? Didn't she meet you through the radio?
You want that whole story?
Well, I think she told it when she was here
she
one
did,
time.
But yeah, we did, but in a different manner. Like, I didn't meet her in person. She sent somebody. I think I had to introduce somebody at Polaris or Germain Amphitheater at the time, and she sent somebody that she worked with over there to give me her number, blah, blah, blah.
Well, that's...
But yeah, so she's trashy. Yeah.
Oh.
We have that kind of relationship, though, Scott. Like,
but no. So, but that was the one and only time that ever happened. I find that hard to believe.
No. But you're talking about off the Marion show.
So nobody ever in Marion.
No.
Okay. I think you'd lie. So I don't really.
You said I think you would lie.
Yeah.
Like, what are you?
I'm not even
me?
Sure you're telling the truth about the last question.
Me either. So wait a second. What are you asking me? When you say relationship, are you
I'm
asking me if I slept
with
people
question.
Off of the show from...
yes. If
like
you
Marion,
use your celebrity
like
at
night?
The time... Well, not that night. At any time.
I don't feel like I've ever used my job there.
I'm not asking if you feel like you've used it. I'm asking if you've used it.
No, I haven't used it.
Okay, it never happened.
But maybe
there'll
somebody
be
else...
people coming out of the woodwork, I'm telling you, that will say different. I didn't hang around with crowds like that, so I don't know if anything like that ever did happen, but that was the rumor.
Who started that rumor?
I don't really know, but it became a thing.
Was it a... But here's the other thing. That was such a long time ago. I could be lying.
I think you are.
With technology now, I gotta recount some of my... I don't know. Break it down even more. What do you mean, many? That seems
any,
like a lot.
Not many. Any.
You said any.
Any.
So there's one.
Okay. Was there?
No, I don't remember that.
But that's the rumors. Those are the rumors. That you had a lot of relationships with women, used your fame, as it were, at the time, that you were of the same-sex persuasion, and that you were fired. What a resume that is.
I think it's impressive.
Yeah, well, it's very big. And apparently none of it's true.
Right.
We've learned that none of it's true. Darn it.
Well, I mean, there could be parts of it that are... But with the radio, that's mutual, so, yeah.
Well, we're going to start the real show here in about... after the break. We only got about 2 minutes left in this segment.
Are we allowed to cuss on the radio?
We're allowed, but don't.
Okay.
Because we want to keep it family-oriented.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
I was talking about for you.
Yeah, I really got to watch myself some mornings.
Okay.
But we got two more hours coming up with the Wheeze here, and that's going to be a lot of fun because we've done all the history now, but we're going to get into current events. We're going to get into stuff like that, which a lot of stuff going on right now, to be honest with you. A lot of interesting things. A lot of people.
I think so.
Well, do you?
No.
No.
I don't read.
Okay, but we're going to turn the Facebook Live on, too, here during the break, so I'm sure that'll electrify.
My wife just texted me and said, you lie.
Oh, she's listening.
Yeah.
Hello, Gail. What was her name?
Her name's not Gail.
I thought her name was Gail.
No, her name's Heather, but I
Heather.
Call her Seats.
She didn't like me. You know, she did not like me. I remember the times I met her. I could tell there was a anger in her face.
Really? No, that's her resting. Like,
is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay,
yep.
Well, I just thought she was angry. Whatever.
Oh, look, she said I'm lying.
Yeah, she hates me.
She does?
Well, she can join the club. Get in line.
No, I
get
see.
In line.
Why do you think she hates you again?
She just had that look in her eyes the times I met her.
She's passionate about you.
I listened at the door. All right, we're going to go to break here, and we're coming back with the Wheeze in two more hours. Oh, crank up your Facebook Live. This will be worthwhile. Don't tune away. WGH Talk.
1.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio. For legendary Emmy Award-winning actor, best known for his role of Lou Grant on The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Ed Asner.
You have always lived a very public life, certainly since Mary Tyler Moore. Is that tough when people constantly come up to you, say hello, want to take your pic, especially with cell phones? Everybody's got a picture, a phone. And is anything private?
No, not much is private, but I'm a publicity so I drop my pants at the slightest provocation.